How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
Discovering how to manage energy, not time, was the biggest game changer in every aspect of my life. All right, ladies, I am back, and today I'm talking about day four, or sharing with you day four of the Live Alive non-challenge, or whatever the heck I'm calling it. And I talk about energetic time management, but I share a little bit about the strategy, but I share more about the concept of time and the mindset and belief system that I have adopted that is very unconventional to what we've been taught, especially as women, in order to be quote unquote successful in our lives. And oftentimes when people come to me with their challenges, you know, it can be in their relationships, it could be with time, it could be with energy, it could be in their health, their money. I'm the type of person that gets right to the root of the problem. I see symptoms, whether it's overwhelm or a disconnect in relationship, or you're just feeling stuck. I see that as a symptom. Right? That's what's popping up to get your attention. But as we continue to pull back the layers, if we get to the root and you have root core strategy, you can change any aspect of your life rather quickly. Consider this. If you knew how to manage your mental energy, your thoughts, the conversations that you have with yourself in your mind, right? Imposter syndrome, self-doubt, mental overwhelm. If you knew how to manage that and you became a master at that skill, how is that going to impact your work? How is that going to impact your parenting? How is that going to impact how you feel about yourself and your confidence? And if you knew how to manage the energy of time, in your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, what would your week look like? Would you just be scraping by, or would you feel like you have an abundance? This is the skill that I mastered after my diagnosis with stage 4 cancer. I took everything that I learned and discovered in the self-help world, and I put it in a very practical strategy, and that's what I'm talking with you about today. So after, I've been getting lots and lots of messages from everyone saying, I want to know more, I want to know more, I want to know more. And I'm telling you right now, this is a practice that you need to continuously implement. I could answer all of your questions, but nothing is going to change unless you do. So if you're ready for change, I started talking about my program, which is coming out, which is called The Courageous Rewrite. This is a 5-week coaching experience where we're going to get super crystal clear on how you want to feel in all aspects of your life. And then I'm going to show you my time management process, the energetic time management process. I'm going to break it down for you just like I teach my clients. And then we have 4 weeks together where you are going to implement, and I'm going to answer your questions. We're going to talk about how to manage and work through resistance, how to deal when, you know, us shifting is triggering other people. Everything that's going to get in your way, we're going to work through it together. So we're opening the doors this Monday. This Monday, we are opening the doors to the Courageous Rewrite. That is September 28th. So if you want to be able to be one of the first ones to get inside and also get $500 off, then all you have to do is send me a text. 313-710-5199. So send me the word fire, F-I-R-E, or send me the fire emoji. You know, the little emoji that looks like it's a little flame. Send that to 313-710-5199. You are on the list. On Monday, we're opening the doors, and only people on the list are going to be getting $500 off. You can also go directly to the page, and there is a link that will allow you to text me. It is 3137. Sorry, the page is heatherchauvin.com/register. So my name, Heather Chauvin, last name spelled chauvin.com/register. You can see all of the details about the Courageous Rewrite. If you also have personal questions and you want to ask me about the program before you register on Monday or next week, you can send those questions to me directly at 313-710-5199. All right, let's dive in. So just to recap, today is day 4 of Live Alive, and today I'm talking about energetic time management. And energetic time management is something that I started doing in my life by accident. So for those of you who have been listening, you know that I've talked about my own personal story of burnout and my health crisis, and looking for mentorship around, you know, what most women say is balance. Like, how do you do it all? And how you do it all is not necessarily a, you know, quick fix strategy. It's complicated. There's many aspects to it, many dials and turns and buckets of your life, and everybody's different, right? So there's a big, I kind of look at the woman and look at myself and think, you know, how do I want to feel in my life? And then I begin to reverse engineer the actions that I take in alignment with how I want to feel. So first we have to get clear on what you want. And I think in the last few days we have done that. So day 1 was kind of like your why. What's going to motivate you? Like, why do you want change? Why do you want to feel alive in your life? Why do you want to get outside your comfort zone and be brave, right? Be brave, be courageous. Why is now the time to create change in your life? And change does not need to be this big thing. It could be a subtle shift in one area of your life. It doesn't need to be that you're blowing everything up and you're starting over again. If you're, you know, sometimes when you're just shifting a little bit, like 1 degree better, it makes the biggest impact in your life. So, the whole point is that you're watching this or you're listening to this because there is a desire within you. There is something within you that's saying, please pay attention to me. And we talked about that on day 3-ish. So, well, no, day 2, we talked about those desires, and you made your wouldn't it be nice list. And then yesterday, you could probably kind of see it right here a little bit. We talked about the belief cycle, creating sustainable habits. So when you know your why, and your why can be very simple, like, I just want to break generational patterns. I want to be a role model. I don't want to feel like crap anymore. Like, why do you want change? Sometimes it will be high level. Sometimes it's a deep, deep soul connected why. Totally cool. Like, just write it down, keep it simple, move on. Why do you want change? I don't want to feel like crap anymore. I don't want to have any more panic attacks. I am so done feeling like shit. I want to make a big impact. I want to change lives. I want to, like, whatever it is, whatever's aching and pulling at you, you know why you want change. And then day 2, I was like, what did we talk about on day 2? Oh my gosh. What did we talk about on day 2? On day 2, we were talking about creating, was it sustainable habits? No, that was day 3. What the heck did I talk about on day 2? I'm losing it.
Come on. Someone help me out here. I just lost it. I know what the homework was on day two. Well, I'm going to talk about the homework, but I'm like, what was the actual overall theme of day two? I am like, right over my head, 4 p.m. Okay. Day two, the homework was around, wouldn't it be nice if? Wouldn't it be nice if? And when you start asking yourself this question, you kind of get yourself off the hook that you need to follow through with anything. So if somebody knows what the actual theme was on day two was sustainable habits. Day three was conscious parenting. You're the best community. Okay. Thank you so much. So day, I said, wasn't day three sustainable habit? No. Okay. Day two, sustainable habits. And really it was like, you got to be in it for the long haul. You have to be committed. You have to, but being committed doesn't necessarily mean you need to hustle and you need to control everything and you need to white grip it. It becomes a lifestyle. It becomes who you are. These are habit formations. This is everything against what most online marketers are teaching you about productivity. Because I want you to see results. I want you to feel results. I don't want you to feel dead inside anymore. I don't want you to feel the sense of lack. So there is this like middle ground where, yeah, you got to show up. Yeah, you got to get uncomfortable. Yeah, you got to do the work, but you don't need to hustle from sunrise to sunset. Actually, if you do less from higher quality and you focus on how you want to feel, you're going to manifest so much quicker, right? So this wouldn't it be nice list that I asked you to create was from a state of desire. So from a state of desire, what that means is this is what my soul is actually craving. Whether you give yourself permission to go after those things or not, that's up to you. But when you choose not to, the contrast will get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Example, I saw so many of you put, I don't want to yell anymore. I want to have more time freedom. I want to relax. I want to be present. I don't want to do this, blah, 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 blah. And then if I was like, great, I have a solution for you. You want to make that happen? Some of you will say to me, yes, let's go. I'm so for it. The other ones are going to say, that scares the crap out of me. No, I actually don't think I can accomplish that. Or, oh my gosh, that's going to upset this person. So then you're choosing to stay where you are now. And when you begin to take radical responsibility for how you want to feel in your life, then you begin to own your shit. Then you begin to own the contrast. So it's all up here. It's the mindset. It's how you're thinking and the specific actions that you're taking. So yesterday, day three, we talked about conscious parenting. And conscious parenting, to me, is a relationship and it's about relationships. So I talked pretty much about conscious relationships yesterday. And when you step into conscious relationships, you're also stepping into this conscious relationship with yourself. And to me, consciousness is about self-awareness. It's about thinking bigger, right? Like dissecting your thoughts, really questioning things. Why is that done the way that's done? Ooh, I was triggered by that. What is that? Being curious. Why am I blocking myself here? What belief do I hold about this? Consciousness is about dissecting your beliefs, rewriting your stories, and changing your habits. And then you get a different reality. It sounds easy. It's incredibly uncomfortable to implement because you got to feel your feelings. So today we're talking about energetic time management. So a lot of the questions that you have for me will come from a place of fear or resistance. So I want you to just be curious as we go through this process. So energetic time management is what I developed after I said enough is enough. I don't want to feel like poop anymore. And I want to live in alignment, but I also want to get to the point. I want high leverage action. I have one life. Let's go. One life. Let's go. What do I desire? What do I want? What do I crave? How can I make it happen? And asking everybody in my house, what do you want? What do you crave? Let's make it happen. And co-creating this experience together. Because when you're working smarter, not harder, you're getting smarter results. I see this with my team. I see this with my clients. I'm like, wow, you sound overwhelmed, stressed. Guess what? You're taking a few days off and you're going to practice this tool because you're going to be more effective. So I've gone into places like Google. I've talked about this in my TEDx talk. I've taught this concept to many other groups of women and men. To feel in alignment with how you want to feel, you have to be strategic. Overwhelm for me is a sign that something is out of alignment. It is not a lifestyle. It is not a way of being in the world. So when I'm overwhelmed, when I'm chronically angry, when I'm resentful, when I'm fatigued, that's when I get curious. I'm like, oh, time to stop. So we have to condition ourselves that stopping is productive. Rest is productive. Because when you're living in a state of survival mode, and what you might, you're like, what are you drawing? A little pyramid. Okay. You want to get to the top of the mountain. You want to get to the top of the pyramid, but down here at the bottom is survival mode. So when you're living in a state of survival or lack in any area of your life, you're going to feel it. And for many women, this is how we grew up. This is how we parented. This is how we work. And then you wonder why you get sick or you're depleted. So we got to do some work. The next phase is momentum. So once people start, typically once they start doing the work, they're like, ooh, I'm getting some momentum. This feels really good. This is what I teach inside of my programs. And momentum is gained. You can actually gain momentum rather quickly. And then you got to go to the next state, which is survival or thrival, sorry. So then you're going to this thrival state where you're like, oh my gosh, this feels amazing. Everybody needs to know about this. I hear from people all the time. They're like, Heather, I feel amazing. Why didn't I do this before? What was in my way? And I said, you were in your way. Like, I'm looking at everybody now and they're all struggling and just barely surviving. Why? I'm like, because they are choosing their struggle over possibility. And then there's another phase that I call creative abundance. And this is where very few people live in any area of their life, especially women. And those are the women that I surround myself with. Those are the people that I seek out. And I'm like, boom, next level, next level, next level, next level. My goal is to master a skill. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. This is not about overcomplicating it. So I'm going to teach you the strategy right now. And you may go, OMG, this is overwhelming. And then I'm going to tell you how I can help you and what you can do about it. But you have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to show up. There is no way that you are going to be able to see results in your life with time and energy if you refuse to not do the work. All right. So get out pen and paper. There's going to be no homework tonight. We're doing the work right now. Get out pen and paper, journal. I'm eating dinner with you because I'm hungry. All right. Everyone has pen and paper. Good job. Are you listening to me or whatever? So I want you to create a chart like this, like just on, it's just you line down, cross. So you have little boxes, and this is a brain dump. You may have heard me talk about it many, many times. So step one, you brain dump. This is what I typically do for brain dumping ideas. Brain dumping. So I do brain dumps all the time. I might do multiples a day. So I brain dump when I'm planning out my week. I brain dump when I am overwhelmed. I brain dump when my brain is going and I don't know what to do. I just stop. I dump it all out and I kind of categorize it. So you just, and for the sake of time, because we're not going to have like a time to go through this whole thing, I'm just going to tell you what I do and then you can go back and do it later. So yeah. And as you pour things out, you're just going to kind of categorize them. Okay. So energetic time management. The second thing you're going to do is you're going to get super crystal clear on your priorities. So typically priorities are everybody else except you. Literally everyone in the world, even people you don't know, strangers, except, and then you are at the bottom of this endless to-do list and then never make it to you. So therefore you don't even get taken care of. Boom, 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 right? Or you put yourself actually on the calendar and never follow through because you do not value yourself enough and you put everyone else first. So in your life, if you, this is such a weird concept, I know it's groundbreaking. If you want more time, you want more energy, you want more money in your personal or professional life, even if you are capped, I have even worked with people. I had a client, last year, well, like within the last 6 months or so, worked in corporate, had no interest in ever starting her own business. And I helped her get a $25,000 raise in her current job. And she implemented energetic time management. She figured out how to communicate, be brave, step into that. She negotiated a $25,000 raise. And part of that was the work that she was doing on herself. My point is you, your energy, how you show up in your life as a leader, people see that. When you begin to value yourself more, respect yourself more, other people are like, yeah, I see that. And sometimes you have to pitch yourself, you have to sell yourself and advocate for that value, right? So if you're getting angry and resentful, it's time to up your game. Who are you going to be? So my point is you are the number one priority. You are the number one priority. Wow. Such a groundbreaking concept. Wow. Such a selfish thing to say. I do not want my children to remember an angry, resentful, workaholic, miserable, defeated, dead inside mother. I want them to experiencing me as maybe not 100% present to every need that they have, because like that's not even healthy. Oh my gosh, I got a beautiful hair day. That's not even healthy to do that. We're not always going to be at their beck and call and be like, okay, I'm just going to drop everything for you. It's like, I'm doing this. I'll be with you shortly. We're teaching our children boundaries by doing that. We're teaching our children healthy relationships. Like it doesn't have to be codependency. It's like, I can be independent. She will be there. But I want my children to remember me as healthy and vibrant and a leader and positive. And when I say positive, I don't mean this toxic positivity that's out there of like, it's okay, we got this. And you're just holding your shit together. But like when shit hits the fan or things get really, really tough, you're like, we're in a hard season. Like this is really, really challenging. And I'm going to show you that this is extremely challenging. But I'm also going to rise above it. I may cry, I may be in fetal position, but we got this. I'll figure it out. Everything is figure outable. I'm going to lead, right? I want my children to know, like, it doesn't matter how crazy the storm gets, we will get through the storm. And this process will change your life, because the cups that you have in your life, right? The cups that you have, your mind, your body, your soul, your business, your work, your relationships, time, energy, whatever. if they're all empty, you cannot, it's so cliche, you cannot pour from them. But if they're full and then a storm comes, guess what? You're good. You're like, I got so much reserves. I'm good. So I am my number one priority. When I started this process, it was very difficult to put myself on the calendar. It's a rinse and repeat daily practice, just like meditation, yoga, journaling. It doesn't need to be all or nothing. So once you've figured out your priorities and you have your priorities straight, you know them like me, this, that, do, right? Then you can start taking things from your buckets. And hopefully there is a bucket that was for you. Oftentimes when I do this with people, there's a bucket for them and there's nothing in it because they don't even know what to do for themselves anymore. That's what I'm here for. It's all good. And you start taking items from this in alignment with your priorities and putting it on your calendar first. So if I am my first priority, I need to put myself on the calendar first. So when I'm putting myself on the calendar, what I am doing is I'm physically putting myself on the calendar. So example, right now, when I started, my goal was to get out of bed 5 minutes before my child because he was waking up. He was a toddler waking up and it was like really screwing up my nervous system. And I was getting overwhelmed and I would be angry and I'd go fight or flight because there was no space for me because I was so exhausted because I was not taking care of any aspect of me. And I was just running on freaking empty, like beyond this little bit of water that's in the cup. So my goal, as I was slowly filling my cup up again, I said, okay, I'm just going to do 5 minutes. I'm just going to get up 5 minutes before. So he kind of wakes up at this time. I'm just going to lie here in bed and open my eyes. And then a week later, it's like, I'm going to lie here, get out of bed. And of course the child gets out of bed. When you get up, I hear this all the time. And I'm like, yep. And guess what? I can still pop in my headphones and do a 5 minute meditation and he can do his thing. He can be there while I do my thing. Doesn't mean that I'm getting the full effect. And then slowly, things change and evolve because micro habits, right? Micro action equals macro joy. So I take daily action steps to get there. This is where the mindset comes in. Because if you try something and you fail the first day and you have a fear of failure, you're not going to try. But if you're willing to look at your fear of failure and say, I'm going to feel the discomfort of this and I'm still going to continue, you're going to see success. Success is inevitable unless you actually physically give up. Like, it's inevitable. Success is actually guaranteed. Failure only happens when you say, I'm out. That's it. Failure just happens when you say, I'm out. I'm not trying it. So when people say, I can't. Oh, you just have no idea. I can't. You're not even saying I'm willing and open to learning. You're not even asking for help. You're just saying there's no part of me that wants help. No part. So you get to keep what you defend. You get to keep the belief that you just can't, that you have no time, that you have no energy because you're afraid to fail or you're afraid to succeed or you're like whatever it is. Whatever you get to choose, you get to choose. So when you defend, this is uncomfortable, I'm a perfectionist, I have, you know, diagnosed blah, 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 I'm like, great, what do you want to do about it? Do you want to hide behind that for the rest of your life? Or would you like a simple tool that is going to gift you opportunity to live a more quality life? You get to choose. I could have lied there on my deathbed and said, I have stage 4 cancer. My body is literally withering away to nothing. I am bald and I don't have the energy to get out of bed. I could have wallowed in that and everybody was going to accept it. My husband, my children, everyone who's taking care of me would have totally accepted that. yeah, she's sick. But I kept saying, how do I want to feel? And at the beginning, the one thing I would put on my calendar was get out of bed and take a shower. And some days it was so fucking hard to get out of bed. But I also got to keep the feelings that I had of staying in my bed. I got to keep that because I was choosing to do nothing about it. And then I would have that friend. People call it, she heathered me. That's what they say. They're like, she heathered me. That friend that would come over and they're like, how you feeling? I'm like, oh, poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me. They're like, I will give you 5 minutes. 5 minutes, Heather. I'll give you 5 minutes to complain. And then the timer would go off. I'm like, I'm done. And they're like, get out of bed. Let's go. We're going for a walk. And I wouldn't want to go, but I did. And look at me now. This shit is not comfortable. Is it easy? You tell me how difficult it is to put on shoes and walk out your house. It's not difficult. It's not, we can do hard things. It's not fucking hard. Like, be grateful you have legs to walk on. It's not hard to walk out of your house and go for a walk for 5 minutes. It's uncomfortable to feel your resistance and to take action anyways. It's uncomfortable because in that moment, what you have to do is you have to choose your why. Why are you willing to step into what I call the brave zone? Why are you willing to feel your discomfort and do it anyways? Why are you willing to say, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to choose another way because I cannot live another day like this? Why are you going to choose that? Why are you going to choose a desire that maybe is on your brain dump list? Maybe it didn't even make it to your brain dump list because everything on here is coming from a place of survival mode. Maybe it's choosing one of your desires and saying, I'm going for it. And then you piss somebody off. And then you have to learn to have uncomfortable conversations. And then you have to learn to implement boundaries. And then you have to learn to choose yourself again and again and again and again. And trust and have faith that on the other side of your discomfort, when you have this state of freedom, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, time, energy, relationships, that person that was uncomfortable with the choice that you were making says, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for choosing to become a different person because now I see it. I was scared back then. I thought you leaving your job or you, you know, starting to work out, I thought you were going to feel better. And then I thought you were going to leave me. So I got scared. And then you were projecting my, and then you were hanging on to my fear and, oh, it's complicated. The strategy is easy. Feeling the feelings is uncomfortable. Okay. You've brain dumped. We've figured out that you are the number one priority. We've put you on the calendar. Now, people say to me, but Heather, I feel restricted when I use a calendar. It's like somebody else is telling me what to do. Or there's those of you who love your planner. You love it. I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel by design. I'm the visionary. I'm the dreamer. I am organized and I am structured, but I'm not a perfect, like I am a perfectionist in some sense, but the thought of me using a planner that had the actual hours on it made me angry. And the reason why it made me angry was because I felt like if I wrote it down, it had to be done. So then I didn't want to write it down. And I hear this from people too. Then I wouldn't write it down. I'm like, but what if you did and you let it be messy and maybe you didn't follow through because you didn't have the capacity to follow through? What if? But here's the thing, just like budgeting, and I know that's a trigger word for people too, but you're budgeting your time. If you only have an hour to do something and you literally jam in five things, you're setting yourself up for failure anyways. So feel the discomfort of going, I have an hour and I'm only going to put one thing in there. I see so many people having back-to-back calls. And when you're on Zoom, it's a little bit different, but you don't even realize, like, where do I have the space to eat? Where do I have the space to take a shit? And if you're living like that, and then you wonder why you're constipated or dehydrated and your body is like, please help me, it's because you're not even taking care of your basic human needs. Because you believe that hustle equals success. Meanwhile, your body is dying. Your mind is dying. Your soul is dying. Your dreams are dying. Your relationships are deteriorating. But, oh, I'm so successful. That is not my definition of success. You just have to think differently. You have to do things differently. And you need to opt out of this cultural belief that if you're dying inside, you are successful. I do not agree with that. I do not agree with the cultural conversation around motherhood. I do not agree with the cultural conversation about womanhood, working women. It is, no, not happening. So energetic time management is one way that you can change how you feel. It is counterintuitive. It's rebellious. It is unconventional. And that is how I want to live. Because feeling alive is apparently unconventional. Feeling alive is brave. And possible and courageous all at the same time. The last part of the strategy that I want to talk about, which again is simple, is the nightly review. So every night, this takes me 5 minutes. Every single night, I look at my calendar and people are like, what calendar do you use? Right now, I use the Law of Attraction Planner. You can Google it, Law of Attraction Planner. I've used the Passion Planner in the past. I've used bookstore, dollar store, paper planners. I personally like a paper planner because my whole business is online. I spend a lot of time at the computer on my phone. It reminds me of a journal and I can just create without being online. I also use a Google Calendar for my team and my clients and everything like that. And my husband, we have family calendars. Every single person that I know uses a different system. There's no right system here. So if you like paper, use paper. If you like only online, use online. There's a million different apps out there. And I also have 50,000 journals all over the place. So you can be messy with this. Allow yourself to be messy. Allow yourself to be whoever you want to be. And allow yourself to be imperfect. You know, at the beginning, you might find yourself like, when I did this, I was very perfectiony about it. And then now I have this go with the flow process because I've just mastered it. Anyways, at night, I always look at the next day and I ask myself this. This is my filter. I always know how I want to feel, right? So there's always a word I'm always trying to embody. It might be adventurous or I know regardless, I want to feel energetic and alive. So I might be having a down day. Who knows? It might be a full week. So let me give you an example for this week. Because I have this event going on energetically, there's a lot that I'm putting out, right? So tonight, I'll look at my calendar for tomorrow, what I got going on, and I'm going to ask myself, how do I feel right now? What do I need tomorrow? I may look at my calendar and move things around if I can. If I can't, I'm going to say, if I'm totally wiped, I'm going to be what do I need? I need a break. Okay, cool. How am I going to create that space this weekend? How am I going to create that space next week? So even if you can't do it right away, think ahead. It's actually interesting to me because my capacity has gotten so much better. I don't get drained as much from these things anymore. They actually give me life because I have figured out how to quote unquote sandwich things. So I will look at my calendar tonight and I will just be like, what do I need? Right? So people are like, wouldn't it be nice if I got a weekly massage? Most of the time, I mean, not all the time, but let's just pretend you have benefits. You just don't even create the time and space for these things. Like book the effing weekly massage, book the monthly massage, because listen, it's not about the money. It's not about the time. And I'm just going to like challenge that thought for a moment. It's like, how much is it costing you not to do these things? Like, how are you actually coping with your stress right now? Oh, I'm drinking. Oh, I'm buying online shopping or clothes or Amazon purchases in the middle of the night. Oh, this, you know, my data bill has gone through the roof because whatever. Whatever you're spending money on, and if you're not paying attention and not being intentional, you've actually spent more than what that massage would have costed you. So if you start looking, wow, I've been binge eating. During COVID, at the beginning of COVID, I was eating almost a whole bag of potato chips a night. Actually, not almost a whole bag, a whole bag. And I was getting into this routine. And I was giving myself permission because the conversation was the COVID-15, gain 15 pounds, you're normal, whatever. And I was like, not this. This is not how I wanted to feel. But my story at first was, you deserve a break. You deserve these because like, it's okay to be stressed. It's okay. Like we're in a pandemic. This isn't normal, whatever. At least it was chips and not something worse. Right? So I've lost that. That's fine. Who cares? But my point is I didn't have the chips in my house. Every single night I was making somebody else, mainly my husband, either myself or my husband, going to buy these chips. And $5 for an effing bag of chips times five times a night is $25. Okay. Let's say Monday through Friday you're doing this. That is $25 times four, Heather. $100 a month. $100 a month on chips if you eat them Monday through Friday. $100. How much is your average massage? Maybe over $100, maybe under $100. I'm just going to pretend a treatment like that is $100. Okay. And if I say I can't afford a monthly massage, but I can afford $100 worth of chips, what is it true? That I don't have the time, the energy, the money, or is it my thinking? So I'm getting off the beaten path here, but my point is we say we don't have time, we say we can't, but the truth is we have to think about how we're thinking about these things. So go back to day three's homework, use the belief cycle and be like, why do I think this way? And just like watch yourself. What's the action or the action that I'm not taking that's creating this reality? So the type of person that I am, I got the contrast came, right? There was something out of alignment in my life and I felt like shit in my body. And I was like, you know what, Heather, you feel amazing in like almost every other aspect of your life except for this. Do something about it. So then I hired somebody who scared the crap out of me. And I had so much resistance about it because I wanted to feel amazing in my body. It had nothing to do with weight loss. It was about alignment. It was actually something that was on my, wouldn't it be nice list? Wouldn't it be nice if I felt amazing in my body? And I had to find somebody who had similar values to me that wasn't about dieting. It was about like whole foods, taking care of your body, loving your body, nourishing your body. And the weight is a natural byproduct of that, of leaving, releasing, letting go. So I took the plunge, I made the investment, and all my shit came up. like mental shit, not literal shit. All my stuff came up. The belief, I'm not good enough. What if I fail? It's not perfect. And she's like, you got this. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And in the capacity of the group, the accountability, watching everyone else with their own stuff, momentum. And now I'm starting to change the belief. This is possible. So time is the exact same thing. If you believe you don't have time, you will continue to believe from a state of lack. And if you believe that you do have time, or the possibility of how can I create more, you will change your life. So we have 15 minutes left, and I have to jump off quickly today because I have another thing I need to do. Okay. If you have any questions, let me know about time. I think I will actually probably go back and answer your questions because, again, it's hard for me to see. So I'll go back in and answer your questions. Now I want to talk about what's next. So today's Thursday, day 4, we talk about energetic time management, gave you some aspects of the strategy, talk a little bit about, because I know when people ask me questions, a lot of times it's based off of a belief or fear-based thought or resistance coming up. And it's so, so important for you to know how to manage your fear and resistance. There's like, we need the strategy. Strategy is really, really important. And we also need to understand the emotional intelligence and the mindset around it. So I kind of do both and I get a little woo-woo. So we're opening a program. So now I'm going to talk about the program that I am super excited to offer you. And then I'm going to talk about what's going to happen tomorrow on Friday. So you don't have any homework tonight. Your homework, I guess, will kind of be go back, listen to this again, maybe do some of the brainstorming stuff. I'm going to announce those winners as well after this. I will tag you in here after the live, and we're going to reach out. The team will reach out to you. And then I'm also going to have some winners tomorrow, but I will announce how we're going to do that. So tomorrow, okay, so we have this 5-week program coming up. It is called Courageous Rewrite. So the Courageous Rewrite is the juiciness of everything that I teach. Courageous Rewrite actually came to me many, many years ago, where it was about helping women courageously rewrite their story. And what I mean by courageously rewriting your story is courageously stepping into the version of you that you want to be. So the way that we're doing this is 5 weeks. So there's 5 weeks. The first week on a Thursday and Friday, you can go, actually, I think you can go to the page right now. So it's heatherchauvin.com/register. It's not open for registration yet. And I'll talk about that in a second, but you can see the details there. So the Thursday, there's a few hours that we're going to be hanging out together. And the Friday, we're going to be hanging out together for a few hours live. It's going to be in a group setting. And the Thursday, I'm going to teach you to step into that vision. What exactly do you want? Like, crystal clear. And we're going through a process. It's not just about like, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. There's a process that I teach that's really going to help you get super crystal clear on exactly what that looks like for you, not the person next to you, but for you. And then the next day, I'm going to dive deeper into this energetic time management process, and you're going to take your highest leverage action. I'm going to show you how to get clear on this big vision and where to start. And then we're going to take the highest leverage action, and we're going to implement this into energetic time management process with everything else that you have going on in your life right now. Your current work, stay-at-homeness, whatever that is, your current relationships, your health, all of that. This is based on you. It's a process, but it's tailored to you. And then the beauty of this, not only do you have your vision, your next level vision, your both personal and professional vision, and then the energetic time management process. You have 4 weeks of accountability where we are going to meet once a week for 4 weeks, where you're going to do this work and you get real time implementing time and also Q&A from me. Okay. So you're doing the work, you're asking for help, you're implementing, doing the work, asking for help, implementing, gaining momentum and making magic happen. I have put this down to a science. I have been teaching this. I started this 7 years ago in my own life. I have worked with hundreds of women around this vision planning and energetic time management process. And people think it is, oh, it's simple. I'll just write it down. And I was like, well, why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you implementing it? Right? It's because our beliefs get in the way, our fear gets in the way. So there's a lot that happens in this process. And I'm going to tell you, the biggest thing, the biggest shift that will happen for you is when you say yes to yourself. When you say yes to that vision, magic happens. Magic happens. So if you go to the website, heatherchauvin.com/register, there's going to be a button on, let me see if I can pull it up. There's going to be a button on that page that will say, text me. So here's what you can do. You can go to this page, heatherchauvin.com/register. Click here for a $500 off promo code. So I'm giving you 25% off on Monday, only Monday, for fast action. I love action takers. I reward action takers. So text me the word fire. So if you're watching this or listening to this, I have no idea what Heather's saying. You can text me. Either text me at the phone number 313-710-5199 or go to the website heatherchauvin.com/register. And there's a button there. And when you click the button, it will pop up in your messages. And you can text the word fire, F-I-R-E, like let's light the shit on fire, or the little fire emoji. And then you're on that list. You can ask me any questions you want because it goes directly to me. So ask me about this program. Ask me whatever you want. And then on Monday morning, you are going to be sent the promo code and the link so that you can register. On Tuesday, promo code is gone. So you can get $500 off the Courageous Rewrite if you are ready to join. Doors open on Monday, and Monday only for fast action bonus. And yeah, you can join Tuesday, but you will not get the $500 off. All right. So to recap today, and then I'm going to tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. Energetic time management. Manage your energy, not your time. Brain dump all of your thoughts. Make yourself a priority. Put one of that list for you on the calendar. Follow through with that action step. Rinse and repeat 1 million times. Do a nightly check-in with yourself. Am I set for tomorrow? You know, Are there red flags? Do I need to send a last minute email? Is tomorrow like in alignment with how I want to feel? How am I feeling today? What do I need? Giving yourself permission to want what you want. Go back, visit the other things that we did the last few days. Tomorrow is all Q&A. Tomorrow is all Q&A. So I'm going to be digging into the Facebook group. I'm going into my text messages. I'm going into my DMs on Instagram. So for all of you who have been sending me messages on Instagram, send me more. Send me your questions. I'm going to be doing live Q&A tomorrow. And if you want, I may even send a Zoom link so that everybody can join and we can join live and we can have a humongous room of everybody coming together. So yeah, we'll see what magic is going to unfold tomorrow. And then we're wrapping it up. Live alive. Living alive is you living in alignment with how you want to feel. It is not rocket science. The only thing that is getting in your way is you. And if you can't see that or you don't believe it yet, ask. Heather, this is my challenge. I cannot see my way out of it. If you're in the Facebook group, ask your mentor. Just write a post. I need help. Or if you know who your mentor is, say, hey, who's my mentor? And then DM them. Start a conversation. And if you're on Instagram and you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, Heather, send me a DM. If you want change, you need to change the way that you are doing things. Living alive is the greatest secret parenting strategy, secret business strategy, secret marriage strategy, secret relationship strategy, secret health strategy that nobody is talking about. Please do not get diagnosed with a stage 4 cancer in order for you to have your wake-up call. Please do not. And if you cannot do it for yourself, do it for your why. Do it for someone else. So I got a text message the other day from a woman who may be listening to this or watching this. And she said to me, on August 19th, I wanted to end my life, and I've been listening to you the last few days. And I realized it wasn't that I actually wanted to end. I just didn't know how to feel alive. And I felt that. She said, I wanted to feel alive. So for you, you are my why. You are why I'm showing up. And so when you can't get your ass out of bed, when you can't give yourself 10 minutes to go for a walk, when you can't just stop and fill up a glass of water and just nourish yourself, realize not only are you affecting every single human around you with your energy, positive or negative, there is another way out. I am living proof. And there are so many other women that are living proof that there is another way to be successful. You can redefine it on your own terms. Okay, take action. Don't hide. Your next step is, if you even have there's a tiny spark inside of you that's saying more. I want more. I want alignment. I want to attract. I want to manifest. Then text me, 313-710-5199. Text me the word fire or the little fire emoji. If you're watching this somewhere, hopefully you see the number above it. And or go to the website, heatherchauvin.com/register. That is the Courageous Rewrite program. We're going to continuously be adding more information, but ask your questions. Because if you have a question, somebody else has a question, and we will answer it. And so Monday we will send that out, and we hope to see you on the inside. Either way, know that you are not alone, and there is another way. All right, everyone, have a good night. We'll be right back.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store. So you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.